I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, after a health crisis and a job loss, one American writer tries to get her groove back with an adventure. Not to a tropical island to lounge, not to backpack through Europe, but to India to learn Hindi, the author of Dreaming in Hindi. That's in a moment. But first, summer is the season of love. Long walks in the park, romantic picnics, lovers staring longingly into each other's eyes. But on the streets of Japan, you might witness a different kind of love. A man, a nice bottle of wine, and his girlfriend, the pillow. Yes, a pillow. A large pillow with a drawing of a popular Japanese cartoon character painted on it. According to writer and blogger Lisa Katayama, it is part of a booming subculture of men and some women in Japan who have real relationship with imaginary characters. These 2D lovers, as they are called, are part of the intense fandom that has surrounded anime, manga, and video games in Japan over the last decade. Joining us now to talk about pillow love is Lisa Katayama. She recently reported on this phenomenon for the New York Times Magazine. She also blogs about Japanese pop culture at tokyomango.com. Lisa, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
How do people feel about this level of commitment to these inanimate objects or characters?
Oh, I mean, I think a lot of the mainstream would think it's weird or gross, you know, they're freaks. But it's becoming more and more accepted, I think. Not necessarily these pillow guys, but this culture of, like, of being really passionate about anime and manga. I mean, actually in Japan, like, we've, you know, every kid grows up watching anime and reading manga.
How common is it to see grown men walking around these pillows?
To be honest, you're not going to walk, you know, run into somebody picnicking with their pillow, probably. You know, it's not something that people usually practice out in the open. The guys in my story happen to be ones who were pretty open about it, obviously, because they were open to being interviewed about it. But most of the time, it's something that people would practice at home, or it's their own little secret.
To your point, there's one of the men whom you interviewed does actually take his pillow out with him. And you did indicate that he's not as cavalier about it as one might think. He actually is a little embarrassed about it, but he does go out and about with his pillow.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's easy to assume that, oh, like, this guy is a freak, right? You know, he takes his pillow out. In this story, I talk about how he kind of pokes fun at himself as well. But when you sit down with him, he's a pretty normal guy. I had a great time having lunch with him and his pillow, and she was there, and he sat her down at the table. And he did tell me that he actually considers the pillow his real girlfriend. But at the same time, the joke is on him, by him. So there's this interesting, like, complexity to it.
You mentioned in the piece that according to a government survey, more than a quarter of unmarried men and women between the ages of 30 and 34 are virgins, that 50% of men and women in Japan report that they don't have friends of the opposite sex. And you also said that one of the biggest bestsellers in the country last year was a book called Health and Physical Education for Over 30, which is a 6-chapter manga illustrated guidebook that kind of walks the reader through, you know, first meeting, sex, marriage. And I wonder, does this suggest that perhaps young adults are having trouble with intimate relations between the sexes?
In Japan, you know, there's been a long tradition of arranged marriages. So it's not necessarily like, you know, you fall in love and then you get married. That's not necessarily a progression. And I think when it comes to things like romance and intimacy, like, people aren't naturally inclined to act in the ways that we assume now that they should act.
But I didn't want to mention that one of the things that the cartoon character that you wrote about in the piece that was a particular interest of one man whom you followed is maybe 12 years old, 10, 12 years old. Would you talk to me about that? I mean, there is kind of an ick factor here.
I do think that Japan has a special relationship with the idea of the concept of cuteness, which, you know, is called kawaii in Japan. And people are a lot more open to the idea of things that are cute, whether it's an anime character that looks like a 12-year-old, or, you know, whether it's a stuffed animal, or, you know, almost anything can be thought of as cute in Japan. So I think it's a lot easier for people to look at something like an object and think, oh, that's really cute, and then kind of evolve that into, I can be in love with that.
Well, finally, one of the reasons I think that we're interested in this is that Japanese pop culture often becomes very influential in the U.S. So I'm just wondering if you think the pillow phenomenon might be popping up at a movie theater near you in the U.S.?
Probably not. I mean, I know I've talked to a couple of guys in the U.S. who also have body pillow girlfriends. But I mean, it's, you know, even in Japan, it's not like something that you'd see in a movie theater. It's just really like one small, you know, subset of this subculture of geeks.
Lisa Katayama is the author of Urawaza, Secret Everyday Tips and Tricks from Japan. She recently wrote for the New York Times Magazine about the phenomenon of love in 2D, and she was kind enough to join us from her home office in San Francisco. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.